For some of us, Christmas music is pure seasonal joy. For others, it's an annual onslaught, echoing through grocery aisles, department stores, and your relatives' living rooms. Wherever you land, you probably have a least favorite holiday tune, and for many, it's the one written by the same Beatle behind iconic songs like Yesterday and Let It Be. NPR's Scott Newman looks at why Paul McCartney's 1979 tune, Wonderful Christmas Time, gets so much hate.
NPR Music's Stephen Thompson has a story that will resonate with just about anyone who's ever worked retail over the holidays. For him, it's set in the late 80s at a grocery store in Iola, Wisconsin.
I was a stock boy, and I was subjected to whatever was played on the radio.
Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time was on a seemingly endless loop. Thompson pronounces many Beatles songs masterpieces, but he recalls the agony every time Wonderful Christmas Time came over the PA. To him, it sounded like this. Ted Montgomery is the author of the Paul McCartney catalog. How does he feel about Wonderful Christmas Time?
The greatest thing about this song is they only play it from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Let me put it that way.
In his book, Montgomery is a little more direct. He writes that the song's instrumentation is amateurish and banal, and the lyrics embarrassing. And he, like many others, points to the heavy reliance on the synthesizer. And of course, the repetitive chorus. Music journalist Allison Rapp wrote a piece last year defending the song, but even she understands the hate.
When you're hearing that song maybe 3-4 times in a day, that would get pretty annoying, especially maybe if you're somebody who, I don't know, works in retail and you're listening to Christmas music all day long.
Let's not forget, she says, that McCartney has always had a silly side. Sure, he wrote serious songs like Eleanor Rigby and Hey Jude, but he also wrote When I'm 64.
Like, if you like the Beatles and you like Paul McCartney, then you understand that that spectrum has been in place, you know, for years. That's who he is.
Composer and musicologist Nate Sloan has a more nuanced take. He says of all the pop music of the late 70s era when it was written,
I would rate it pretty far at the bottom. In terms of the Christmas canon, I think that's a different story. I think this is a fantastic Christmas song.
His reasoning? Christmas songs get more latitude simply because they're, well, Christmas songs. They're meant to deliver joy and comfort, not withstand serious musical scrutiny. Scott Newman, NPR News.